Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the chief cook and bottle washer. Also, he's the publisher and the editor at Talkers Magazine. You can find him at talkers.com. Here we have the charts for the week of January 25th to the 29th. Last week already, Michael, of the first month of this year. Wowzer.
Yeah, it has been something, hasn't it? It's not boring.
No. No, it's not. People, this. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We could have Michael's voice will soothe you. You'll, if you're upset about some of the things that are being talked about this week, get you all worked up. Michael and his soothing voice and his approach.
Right.
This will calm you right down.
Take a stress pill and calm down. The world is far worse than you realize. So that's like our friend Steve Wiseman says. He's, you know, are things as bad as they can be? No, they're worse. Something like that. He's very funny about that.
Yeah, let's go through them and then we can pick out some of the stuff. Mostly the lies that are coming from China. There's plenty of that we can talk about. And people are there still hasn't been the kind of focus on that sort of thing that I'd like to see happen. So we'll talk about that and why maybe we aren't getting as much info out of China as we continue. But yes, we have the top 10 people on the list from Talkers and the story list as well, Michael.
Yeah, well, here are the stories. Larry King dies. That's number 10. A lot of talk about Larry King on talk radio.
Yeah.
And number 9, the LGBTQ issues and immigration reform, sparked, of course, by the executive orders. At number 8, Senate power sharing deal and the filibuster battle, very deeply divided Congress. At number 7, social media censorship and the cancel culture. That's a huge topic. At number 6, race relations and police reform. Huge topic. Number 5, it's back and we're going to be living with it. Climate change, and this week we've had some severe weather across the country, which feeds into that.
Where you and I are, the morning that we're having this conversation, that we're recording the information for the weekend, where I am, it's 8 degrees with a wind chill factor of 5 or 6 below. This is the coldest it's been since February of 2015.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Have you gone out? Have you gone out?
I have gone out. Yes, I have. Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. Thanks very much. Have you? Did you go out?
I went out, took the garbage out, and
quickly came back in.
I froze my can off.
Did you?
Right. The garbage can, please.
Quite a visualization. All right, anyway, keep going.
All right, we have number 4, U.S. relations with China and Russia. Number 3, the economy. Education crisis, and the GameStop frenzy, a story that I hate
even
because
understand.
I can't explain it in a minute.
I was going to say, do you understand?
I understand. Hate those stories.
Robin Hood, riding through the Robin Hood app. Good
All job. I know is I'm glad I wasn't involved in it.
Yeah,
I got to tell you. And as we speak, and this program, of course, is heard all across the weekend, it's still developing. It's still a story with legs. So let's just say it's a brouhaha on Wall Street that
they could do without.
Is and subject to manipulation from all sides of the game in today's technological social media environment. That's my take.
There
and
you
number
go.
2, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, and stats, and prevention. That's the number 2. And number 1, the Senate impeachment trial and the Capitol insurrection investigation. And those are the stories. It's been a heck of a week. The people survey, real quick, Larry King at 10, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at 9, Ted Cruz at 8, Matt Gaetz and Liz Cheney at 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene, superstar of the House, at number 6.
Come on. Take 2 on that one.
Oh, goodness. And making her debut on the national scene.
Seeing that other nut job booze there. I forget her name. There's another one of the two of them. Oy. Where do these people come from? Is this the best America has to offer? I wouldn't make any difference what party they're in. But look at these people, these clowns that are getting elected because good people don't want to run because of the stuff they have to put up with. So you get some of these real, these people are clowns. That's the best thing you can say about them. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead. Speaking of clowns.
Number five, bring in the clowns.
Yeah.
At number five, we have Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Mm. And number four, Dr. Tony Fauci. Yeah, you talk about a guy that survived two administrations. Think about that.
Yeah, but the stuff this week about him and his connection to the research at Wuhan, not great for his. I'm sure there's some Democrats who are thinking or whispering to Biden, maybe you shouldn't have done what you did to appoint Fauci to be in charge of all of this stuff, because he's got a trail. It's a dicey trail.
Let me tell you, everybody of any consequence in American business and politics has a trail that leads the same place.
Do you know who is the highest paid federal employee in America?
No, I do not.
Fauci, $417,000 a year, more than the president.
Is it covered by insurance?
He's 80, I hope so.
No, what I'm saying is he covered by insurance. Is that cost covered by insurance?
Oh, let's hope so.
He's an expensive doctor.
Yes,
he's a big doctor. At number three, Mitch McConnell. At number two, Donald Trump. At number one, Joe Biden.
Let's go back to what you just said for a second. The fact that Fauci making $417,000 as a legitimate trained doctor in the world we live in, isn't 417, now I'm not talking about Fauci now, isn't that an appropriate number for somebody who's in charge or takes care of your health and well-being? Don't you want those people making money?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Of his stature, that's an average income.
Yeah.
Doctors who are tied in with big hospitals, big research, big doctors, big doctors, and there are many of them. They make a lot of money.
Yeah. Well,
however,
but don't you
most
want your money?
Complain.
Yeah, they do. They are complaining because they're not making as much as they used to. But don't you want somebody who's responsible for operating on you or trying to come up with whatever it is that's wrong with you? Don't you want them to have the most knowledge possible? And in that, and oftentimes the people that are getting, not always, the people that make the most money are not always the most qualified, but in this circumstance,
we don't know that.
Does
the amount of money that a doctor is paid, is it always in ratio to the quality and the experience and the skill that they have?
My recent experience with what may have been a TIA brought me from the Framingham Union Hospital in the town where I live to the Massachusetts General Hospital, probably, arguably, along with the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic, the best institutions, UCLA in Los Angeles. These are among the top five institutions. So I'm going from a local hospital to a nationally, internationally known hospital to get the same treatment. And I guarantee you that some of the people that I've run across the Framingham Union Hospital are every bit as good as the people that you'd find at Mass General. It's just not so much pomp and circumstance and flutter around them because of where they are.
There is that factor, and it's not just in medical. It's in education. You can get a great teacher at a community college, and you can get a dud at Harvard.
Yeah.
This is something that is all through our society. Look at radio. I know some talk show hosts that are better than people on the national scene that work in small little towns and don't want to go anywhere. And I hear them. I go, oh, my gosh, that guy is great.
Yep, that's true. Absolutely. I'm with you on that. Michael Harrison, you're with him and me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to dig into number two, the COVID situation and all the various arms and tentacles that it has, the variants, if you will, in conversation as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me remind you about how important it is to have that air filter, that nose of yours, clean, clear through, and deodorized too. And I would recommend the tool that's best for that is the natural approach that you get from using the Navage nasal care system. This is a whole system. There are different things around. There are sprays and that sort of stuff that people use that may be good for immediate relief. That's good. There are places for that, and then there's places for the Navage, the utility. You're probably going to use it at home or in your office if you go there every day. It is a system that the FDA has approved of because it works. That's pretty much the bottom line. The only nasal irrigator powers suction. It flushes out the things that are in your nose naturally. It's so easy to use, and it's drug-free. So, you want to make a clean nose a healthy part of your life? Make good nasal hygiene a part of your life? Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. See how this system works. See how it'll help you. See how you get it. And in fact, get it and use it. You'll be happy or your money back. Navage.com. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, it's 19 at the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. You know, looking at a lot of these things that are on the story list and talking about the people that are involved here, so many of these stories involve fear. Because that sells, I guess, Michael. We seem to all be afraid of something or a bunch of stuff. Does that hold us back from being our best selves? Do you think we're not at the best time because of all of the fear-based thinking?
I think fear is definitely something to be feared, as Franklin Roosevelt said. Mm-hmm. It's a 1-2 punch. It's fear and blame. What to fear, who to blame. Those are the two things that drive the national conversation, and that, I think, is unfortunate.
Yeah. So what do we do? Can we do a better job as talk hosts? Because a lot of talk
always
is about fear and that sort of thing. And speaking of the biggest fear is whether you're going to get sick or not. We'll talk about that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we'll move back into the focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is a weekly event. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, and we are charged with the... Is that the right? We are supposed to be... our charge is to cover conversation about what's going on in talk radio. Correct. And I think that you and I were just talking off the air about some of our colleagues and what goes on and how some of the things that are a problem in our country have been exacerbated by positions that people have taken, whether they're politicians, whether people are on the air. We all have a lot in common. I think as Americans, we have a lot in common. And we don't seem to be able to find our common, as much as we have so many things in common, we can't seem to find a common denominator. And it seems to be, you know, you look at some of these crazy people that were in Washington. There weren't as many. The news media makes it feel like there were tens of thousands. There weren't. But there were enough there to create a problem. And, you know, you just wonder who puts on a buffalo helmet or something that guy Chansley wore with the horns coming out and puts war paint on his face? What kind of a sane individual does that stuff?
The Minnesota Vikings fans.
Okay. Touche. But did they go to Washington?
No.
They stayed in Minnesota. They stayed in Minnesota. Right. Okay. Well, listen, you got me on that one.
Well, but, I mean, come on, you know. The fact of the matter is you're touching on something very interesting. We have this insurrection at the Capitol, which was a terrible thing, and I can't tell you how awful I think that was. So I stand on the side of let's not forget that, because that's a really bad thing, and we cannot let it fade away. 3 weeks later, it's gone. No. That's important. However, following it up with 25,000 National Guardsmen surrounding the Capitol, you know, it's like after the horse leaves the barn, you know.
Awful. Ridiculous.
Come on.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, they obviously, they took their shot, whether it was organized by Trump, instigated by Trump, instigated by other people, instigated by domestic, whatever the cause was, they took their shot, they did it. There was not one incident in any nation, in any capital, state capital. No. The hype that followed it.
But is that part of the legacy here that we have in the news talk radio business.
Yes,
the news
it's show business. We don't know the difference between serving the public good and serving our own good.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah, yeah. And that's a, as we go down and things become more, the you know, how long has Hitler's been dead since 1945? And yet when you look around, there are so many remnants of that. What's the cause of that? What's happening? Have we pushed too far things like Black Lives Matter that make other people feel like they are being ostracized or marginalized or whatever it is? How do we find back again to the question about finding the middle, the happy medium? Because we can't find it on news talk radio. You can't find it on television news. You don't find it in the newspapers. Where do you find it? And do people have enough sense in their own? You know, I think about age as it affects this, Michael. Younger people tend to lean on science. And older folks, mature souls, if you will, lean on faith. The older you are, the more likely you take a long walk and think things out versus the younger you are. And maybe this has always been the way it is. Was I like that? Were you like that when you were a kid? Impulsive and kind of did silly things? I guess perhaps, but this, it just seems different now. Is it or is it not?
A little bit of both. It is a little bit different now, and you are different now. So the perception of reality changes as we change. We live inside our own unique, you know, bubbles.
All I can think of is the line from Danger, Danger, Will Robinson. That's what I can. That's what comes to mind when I think about some of these things and the way we're presenting them. 28 after the hour on the...
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the time to act on another COVID relief package is now.
The notion here is we have to act now. There's no time for any delay.
The price of doing nothing is much higher than the price of doing something and doing something big. We need to act now, and the benefits of acting now and acting big will far outweigh the costs in the long run.
The president has proposed a $1.9 trillion plan. Biden said later Friday that he's for passing the relief package with or without Republican support. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all lost ground Friday. GameStop shares were up nearly 70%. Johnson & Johnson stock fell 3.6%. And American Airlines was off just over 5%. This is USA Radio News. The reward to find the suspects who authorities believe planted pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic National Committee offices on the night before the U.S. Capitol riot has been increased to $100,000. The FBI on Friday shared a picture of a suspect in hopes of identifying them. Meanwhile, in a court filing on Friday, prosecutors say they found instructions of how to make bombs inside the home of a member of the Proud Boys who has been charged with participating in the January 6th siege of the Capitol. Authorities say 43-year-old Dominic Zola of Rochester, New York, had weapons in addition to bomb-making manuals on a thumb drive. Court documents state he was one of the first rioters to enter the Capitol, using a police shield to break a window and then chased a U.S. Capitol police officer up the stairs near the entrance to the Senate chamber and made a video about it while smoking a cigar. Two brothers from Montana are also facing charges for being part of the group that stormed the officer. Joshua and Jared Hughes were charged by federal prosecutors this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is an assemblage of information about the world of news talk radio that's heard on hundreds of radio stations all around the country every weekend. The ancillary companion is the conversation in the Talk Radio Review that we have with the DJV show folks. And we have the listing here, the stories, and the people are always listed at Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com. And you can also find the lists on our social media pages, that is at DJV show. So plenty of ways to get the information that Michael and I are talking about. One of the stories you have at number 9 here, the LGBTQ issues. A person who saw the list posted at DJV show, the response from this fellow's name is Denny. This is a joke, right? Transgender women are wrecking sports for the women they are, and it's terrible. The transgender issue, and whether or not somebody who had been a man or a boy, when they have the readjustment surgery or whatever they call it, and become, they lose their private parts.
Well, that's transsexual.
Well, that's part of the transgender
parts. You remain a man,
yeah,
and or woman, and you take on the appearance and the posture and the style of the other because you are.
So would Bruce Jenner be an example of that?
Yeah, he's transgender. Bruce Jenner still has his things.
Right. Okay. So what happens to his things though? What do you do? I suppose. Okay.
You, that may be an easy question. You, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's interview them.
Well, his things or him?
We shouldn't be making jokes about such things.
Yeah, probably not. We'll be considered politically
that should be left unsaid and uninterviewed.
That's true. All right. Let's go to, let's bounce around a little bit here. Number 2 is COVID. One of the things that is most, if you look around at all the variants in the, you know, the intersection of what vaccine should we get and how many people are in the hospital and is there a new kind of an African or an English version of this. Now, there's another twist on it because there's been a proposal late in the week to have everybody that gets on an airplane in this country. Heretofore, it's been regulated or ruled. If you want to come to America from another country, you better have a test that shows that you are clean, clear, through, and deodorized, too. So now, the latest flag in this is that we have COVID tests for everybody who wants to get on a U.S. flight. So the guy who's the head, the CEO of American, this guy named Doug Parker, has been pushing back against this, and some of the other airline CEOs are doing the same thing now, because what it amounts to is testing Americans before they get into airplanes. The planes are certified to be much cleaner than they used to be, as far as the air is concerned. I can't tell you, in the couple of flights that I've taken since this all began, that I thought the planes were cleaner, but the air is, you can feel the air. It feels better. It feels different. So, but does this, I mean, are we getting down, we were talking about Nazism before. Is this like Big Brother? I mean, it's a combination of things that, again, the Chinese government created in the lab. I think that that's pretty clear. There's some more things. You see the things from the Epoch Times this week, Michael, about what's being the close down of three or four provinces. Hundreds of millions of people have been told they can't move because things are so out of control. The protests going on in Russia against Putin, and they are at least now making it into the news media. The protests against Xi Jinping and the government of China not making it much into the news because they have a tighter lid on control in their country. But the situation, apparently, there have been millions of people who have died in China, and nobody seems to be talking about it because nobody really knows what the real facts are, other than this thing was developed in a lab in Wuhan, and, you know, you take it from there as to what the motivation was. I know what I think. What about you?
Well, I think that we obviously don't have a lot of information out of China because they are very, very, very secretive. As for whether or not this thing was developed in a lab in Wuhan, I don't know. I certainly know there's a lot of evidence to indicate that the origins and spread of the coronavirus that we call COVID-19, that we once called the Wuhan coronavirus, is suspect, that that China has a role in both the origin and the spread. But we still don't know the facts. But no, of course, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, First Amendment, American institutions, Russia. You know, Russia has their own form of tyranny. For China, they're masters of it. China is every bit as dangerous and tyrannical as any regime we've dealt with in modern times, and it is a problem because, one, they're our adversary, and two, they're also our partner in a lot of things. We have to deal with that. We can't just blame China, and we can't
blame our own greed.
Exactly.
Let me explain. There was a couple of years ago, Diane Sawyer, and nobody really remembered this until I actually dug this out. I came across it and I went back to it and I thought, my God, think about this. Diane Sawyer's report a few years ago, where there was a truck that came. This was a home, I think in I think it was Missouri. Don't hold me to that, but I think it's a middle American home. So they bring a truck to this home, they go into the home, and they remove everything in the home that wasn't made in the United States. Literally, nothing but the kitchen sink was left in that home. Mm-hmm. So then, the Diane Sawyer crew took this family around and replaced all of the items in the home that were made outside of our country and replaced them with similar items that were made in the USA. Mm-hmm. How much do you think the difference was in what these people paid originally for what was in their home and all the items being made in the United States being brought back into their home? How much do you think it cost more?
I don't know. 35% less? I'm just guessing. I don't know.
$64. You can see it in the reports all over. It's been resurfaced
$64
all over YouTube. The only difference, if every American spent $64 more than what normal items, quote-unquote, were not made in America, four items made in America, creates 200,000 new jobs immediately, and it is very little, the cost is very little. We all think we go to Walmart, everything in there is made in China. You go to the dollar store, everything's made in China. And what are we doing to ourselves? Look at what we're doing to ourselves.
Well, it's just a matter of information. It's just a matter of education. I don't think most Americans go, I'm saving $64.
Oh, no,
I don't either.
I think it's just lazy.
That are making this.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But thinking about, if you're going to think about the survival of our country, but how busy do you have to be to look at a label and see if it was made in China or not?
I think people are starting to do that.
I think they are, too.
Yeah, but consciousness raising takes time. That's the whole point. Time. And you have to have patience for things to take hold and for people to understand so they don't feel it's being pushed on them or they feel it's a hype. It takes
time. It's their decision, not somebody else's.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to have the patience. We have to, and stop blaming. Don't blame Biden. Don't blame this one. Don't blame Trump for the failings that he has had in carrying out his China policy. Blame LeBron James. I mean, remember that whole issue. I mean, everybody is involved in this. And we're not going to defeat China. We're not going to wipe them out. We're not going to topple their regime.
Not now.
It isn't going to happen.
Not after 40 years of this stuff. You're not going to do it. Nope.
You know, we have to learn to live with them in a way that's balanced and respectful and where we don't fall victim to their BS.
Yeah, right. And that's the challenge, as much as anything else, the educational side of this. And just by the way, to go back to revisit the COVID testing before domestic flights, I didn't want to leave that until it was clear that if, according to all of the CEOs of all the airlines, what will happen here is basically people will stop traveling because you can take a test 3 days before, and unless, you know, what it comes back, okay, that's fine. But what happens in the 3 days? It's folly. You could be exposed to how many different people in 3 days. So, you know, there are some who say they should set up these testing labs right at the airport. When you walk in the airport, you get tested. Good God, how's at what point do we come around to realizing unless we want to completely destroy our way of life, we got to swallow and move on, you know, in some of these areas. Wear a mask, fine. Distancing, fine. Get the shot, fine. But other than that, what are we doing to ourselves? Schools aren't open. I think it's maddening when you look at it, don't you? I mean,
it is becoming maddening. It is. And we're going to be forever changed. Yeah. I hope the changes are for the best. I hope that we can get rid of frivolous thoughts, and maybe when we come out of this, we'll have a better focus on priorities and what's really important in life, mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, frivolous behavior for reasons that we don't even know.
Herd mentality. That's really what it is. It's the herd mentality.
And yeah, we don't have herd immunity. We don't have herd immunity. We have herd mentality.
Herd mentality, right. 44 after the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a suggestion for the safest, most natural way to lose weight. A lot of people are telling me through our connections on social media that Calitrin is fabulous for a couple of different things. One person wrote last week and told me that she was on Weight Watchers, and at the end of the day, at the end of the program, they don't tell you how to keep the weight off. Calitrin does, through its services, it does. So if you support whatever efforts you're taking with Calitrin, maybe that's the right step. It doesn't interfere with any medications. It doesn't interfere with any health conditions. It doesn't interfere with anything because it's drug-free. It's stimulant-free. It's a powder. You can take it as a liquid or in a capsule form. The health benefits beside just helping you to keep the weight off because of the ingredients, all kinds of other things. Gives you more energy, better digestion, that sort of thing. I could go through a dozen reasons why you should choose Calitrin for a healthy weight loss supplement. Go to toploss.com, if you please, toploss.com. Read the story. Read the successes. And connect with they have people that are counselors available to help you through making the decisions of what to do and how to do it. Want to lose weight the right way? There's a lot of science backing Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Read all about it. Help yourself to a healthy way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the bottom line. Use the DJV code at checkout. No shipping charges, and you're then going to access the best deals like buy three and get three free. So you get 6 months for the price of three. To lose weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com. The people list from Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television every week. Folks there do pretty much a strong analysis of what's going on, talk radio, news talk radio around the country. The most popular format, according to the last 3 months' surveys of radio stations. Number 10 on the people list is Larry King. Number 9 is Vladimir Putin. Ted Cruz is number 8. Liz Cheney, number 7. Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6. The two Democratic leaders, Schumer and Pelosi, number 5, tied in that position. Dr. Fauci is 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden, as you might expect now, taking into number 1 position. Interesting, because some things revealed about McConnell and Trump, what they don't like about each other. So that's part of the conversation, I guess, this week. Courtesy of Talkers, I'm Doug Steffen.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I am from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The charts for the week of January 25th to the 29th here. It's story time. Number 10 on the story list is the passing of Larry King. A lot of talk about that for obvious reasons. Number 9, immigration reform. Number 8, the power sharing going on in the Senate. The number 7 item this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine is a focus on social media and the things that are going on by these people who have become too big for their britches. Race relations at number 6. Number 5, the weather, the cold weather that's going across the country later in the week and this weekend. Number 4, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 3, the economy. The focus on GameStop and all of that stuff. Number 2, the COVID situation. And number 1, what's going on in the capital. Washington, D.C. is the focus. That's it. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, one of the things I like to do with Michael every week as we end our conversation together is talk about what's in the MH interview, the Michael Harrison interview. This week, a very familiar face, or maybe better put, familiar voice, especially to New York talk radio fans, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's like Spider-Man in New York. His name is Curtis Sliwa. He formed the Guardian Angels. He wears a red hat, red jacket. You walk down the street with him. I've had lunch with him a number of times. Hey, Curtis. He's known all over the city like he's you know, Superman. Yeah. And he's a character. He's running for mayor. He's going to run for mayor for the Republican nomination to go up against de Blasio, I guess.
Not de Blasio. Isn't the guy who ran, Kim? There's a guy named
Yang.
Yang. Yeah, who's going to run. I think it was running for president. Mm. So that'd be an interesting thing. I don't think there are 3 votes for Blah Blasio in New York, are there?
No.
At this point. Like these big city government. Anyway, so what does Sliwa tell you? Give us a little clue.
He talks all about Larry King. He talks about Trump. He talks about his race for the GOP nomination and the state of New York.
Right. All right. Well, I can only say after that, Larry King, long live Larry King, man. Mm-hmm. That's a way to cap our conversation. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at 10 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the countdown. It's time for us to spend our usual quality time with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal expert on the countdown, professor of law. Is that what they call it? Legally? Call it professor of law?
Law professor.
Okay. I put in an extra word. Don't need that. Anyway, he's here to take a shot at some of these items here, the legalities. I don't know. I mean, look at this number one story this week on the countdown from Talkers, the attack on the Capitol, and wonder if there's really any, is there a legal side to this? I mean, I think the things that led up to it, like social media and the part that that's playing and whether the First Amendment applies to a privately held company, is that going to be fought out in the courts, do you think?
No, because it's pretty darn clear. There are a lot of legal issues. There are, you know, there are issues in regard to inciting. Did particular people, including the president, incite the riot? And that's not protected free speech. But, you know, quite frankly, there's no way of getting any kind of conviction for that, even though, you know, many of us believe that President Trump and others did incite this group. There are criminal charges that hopefully will be brought. But you bring up a really big thing. First of all, is a lot of people think the First Amendment is my right of free speech wherever. No, it isn't. It's from interference by the government. And so when you're talking about private companies having the ability to censor, they can. And that's that whole issue that we're getting into in regard to the power of social media to be able to enforce their own rules and make their own rules. You know, social media made an attempt, I'm only going to say an attempt, to limit some of the radical groups that were using Facebook and other social media to organize events that have turned violent. But, you know, bottom line is that they're still out there. And I think it's going to take some legislation. And I do think we are going to see legislation in the next Congress that will get great bipartisan support into putting some rules of the road for social media.
Rules of the road. That's something that we've been all over the road.
That's the metaphor.
Yeah. The no legal challenges, though, at this point to the Georgia runoff election, right? That's number three on the countdown.
No, and it's kind of interesting on two levels on that. One is we're not seeing the accusations, and they were baseless, that the president had. Every one of them, you know, had been debunked. But when there are races that are as close, sometimes there are even automatic recounts. And both of these races, although they were exceedingly close, were not close enough to generate an automatic recount. And to my understanding, neither losing candidate has asked for any kind of further action. So we're going to have a Democratic Senate come January.
So another old fossil replaces the old fossil is there now. Schumer, he may not be quite as old as McConnell, but he's right out there between him and Pelosi and McConnell and Schumer are number three on the people list on countdown. When you look at the countdown list that you can see at talkers.com every week, and you look at that and you think, where's the inspiration? Not that I like the... Go ahead.
Yeah. You talk about moving into the next generation, and we're not seeing that. Frankly, you know, years and years ago in a galaxy far, far away, I thought that term limits was a bad idea because you had people with experience who had learned it over the years, and it was good. Yeah. Well, I came to agree with you a number of years ago, and in recent years, even more so. I just think it's not only a good thing. I just think it's essential to get out some of these people who have been entrenched.
But that begs the question, the legal side of this is that in order to get a constitutional convention and to change things, you need 36 states to go along with it. Do we have the ability to do that in these rancorous times?
And that is, that's so correct. And, you know, right now, you couldn't get agreement on for bipartisan for just about anything. It is very, very difficult. And it's funny because a lot of that is the way social media has influenced us.
Yeah, well, the influence is here. The only thing that's left is the police firing down in the Breonna Taylor case. That's number 10 this week. I think there's a lot more. I hope 2021 is going to bring us some changes in how not just the police operate, but the public sector operates. People wake up to changes. Let's see how that plays out. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is our college prof, the expert on the law and the scams as well. Check out his website, scamaside.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.